Good morning. My guests this morning are Chris Genesi and Matlock Zumsteg from The Little Shop of Horrors. No, I should really say that you're from the Narrow Way Stage Company.
Right.
But you guys are, at the moment, for me, so identified with Little Shop of Horrors, which you were opening on April 17th and playing through May the 5th at the Sonoma Community Center on East Napa.
That's right.
So, Matlock, you have got a Seymour T-shirt on.
Right. I have an Audrey 2 T-shirt on. I have another one at home. I have a tattoo of Audrey 2 on my right arm as well.
That's the most amazing part.
Yeah, I'm dedicated to this role. So,
Chris, how did you find this guy to cast him in this role?
Well, I've known Matlock for some years through local theater in Santa Rosa in Sonoma, and I've always known that he had a thing for Audrey 2, and it came along that we were deciding to do Little Shop of Horrors, and I said, I know exactly who I'm going to call. Unfortunately, he was available, and I'll let him tell you in his own words, but I think that it's a dream role for him.
Oh, yeah. No, I've been preparing for this role for a good 27, 28 years now, ever since I saw the movie in the theaters when I was 6 years old. And
wow.
I used to carry the VHS tape and the cassette tape along with me wherever I went just in case I needed to listen to it. And so... And I've never done this role before, you know, for some strange reason. I've never, you know, an audition for it, and I've never found out about one until now, and in time at least. And Chris came along and said that, you know, he was doing it and he was considering me, and I'd put all my plans aside. And, you know, I'm moving out of my house and a lot of stuff right now, but I just shuffled my schedule around to make sure that this could happen. So,
how long have you been acting?
Well, I mean, if you want to consider elementary school and stuff, I've been doing plays and stuff since then. And
all your life,
right?
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And I've been doing improv comedy around Santa Rosa and Sonoma County for about 6-7 years now with a group called the World's Biggest Comedy Duo. And so, you know, when I'm not acting in plays or something, I'm usually doing improv. We play twice a month at Chrome Lotus downtown Santa Rosa.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I've been keeping busy, and then this is dream come true. And
exactly.
It's going to be over way too soon for me.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I think that many actors have a sort of the play that they really want to do, but so few ever get to do it.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, a few more years and I probably would be too old for the role, too.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, so
except
I'm really lucky.
I bet that most directors would make an exception.
Yeah,
for
right.
You.
Yeah, exactly. I think it helps Chris because I already knew half, you know, all the lines pretty much and a lot of the blocking. So it's just sort of working around what I know.
So, Chris, what brought you to do Little Shop of Horrors?
Well, Narrow Way Stage Company has always tried to do shows that were just really spoke to us, and this show has always really spoken to me. We do a lot of fare that's a little bit more unique, or some might say edgy or unknown, and we were looking for something this time that would really serve the community really well in Sonoma, and we thought that this show lined up perfectly with that while still being fun and weird, and you know, it's kind of a cult classic, and having Matlock join in was a big bonus. And in fact, I have an actor who's playing Oren Scrivello, otherwise known as the dentist, and Dallas Munger's playing him. And this is another role of a lifetime for him, as well as my Audrey, who's played by Nora Summers. And they're all fantastic. And it's really just happened so synchronistically to be able to get all of these people in the same cast.
Boy, talk about an iconic play. There are few that really reach the kind of depth of iconism, if you like, of this show.
Right.
Absolutely.
Few that use a giant puppet on stage, too. And, you know, it's a musical, it's a tragedy, it's a comedy, dark comedy. It's got so much going for it. It's always been one of those movies that just has everything for me, and one of those plays. So,
well, it seems to me that if anyone has responded to the movie, has responded to another production of this, because there have been productions of it all over, always, really. Wouldn't you love to have the money that the writers have made out of this?
Oh, show? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Well, thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you, Roland.
And congratulations on doing this show, and good luck with it.
Thank you.
Let me tell people once again that a live concert performance of Little Shop of Horrors, a performance, frankly, that you must see if you respond to Little Shop of Horrors, is going to open on April 17th, play through May 5th at the Sonoma Community Center. That's 476 East Napa. For tickets, on the telephone, it's 938-4626, online, svbo.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.